at historic sites. The tourists paid for this service, which was money well spent, thought the panther. But unfortunately for these Westerners, the policemen had also been paid to leave, which they were about to do. Wasim continued his talk.
This temple is also known as the Moon Temple, and it was dedicated to the national god of the Sabaean state, who was called Almaka.
As the Belgian girl translated, Wasim glanced again at the bearded man in Bedouin robes who was standing too close to his tour group. He wanted to say something to the man, but he was uneasy about him, and instead he said to his group,
"This was 1,500 years before the Prophet Muhammad enlightened the world and vanquished the pagans."
The panther, who also spoke English, nodded in approval at the guide's last statement. He studied the Belgian tourists. There were two couples in their later years who seemed to know one another and who looked uncomfortable in the burning sun. There was also a man and a woman, perhaps in their early 20s, and the panther saw they wore no wedding rings, though they were obviously together, sometimes holding hands. The remaining man and woman were also together as a couple, and the girl who was translating appeared to be their daughter or a relative. He noted, too, that the women had covered their hair with hijabs, a sign of respect for Islamic custom, but none of them had covered their faces as required. The guide should have insisted, but he was a servant of the non-believers. They were all adventurous travelers, thought the panther. Curious people, perhaps prosperous, enjoying their excursion from Sana'a, where, as he knew, they were guests of the Sheraton Hotel. Perhaps, though, this excursion was more difficult and adventurous than they had been told by the tour company. So now, he imagined, they might be thinking about their hotel comforts and the hotel bar and dining room. He wondered, too, if a few of them were also thinking about security matters. That would be an appropriate thought. Again, Wasim stole a glance at the Bedouin, who had intruded even closer to his small tour group. The man, he thought, was not yet 40 years of age, though the beard and sun-browned skin made him appear older. Wasim also noticed now that the man was wearing the ceremonial jambiya, the curved dagger of Yemen, worn by all males in the north of the country. The man's shiwal, his head covering, was not elaborate, nor was it embroidered with costly gold thread, so this was not an important man, not a tribal sheikh or the chief of a clan. Perhaps then, the Bedouin was there to ask for alms from the Westerners. Even though Wasim had paid Sheikh Musa to keep the tribesmen at a distance, if this Bedouin asked for alms, Wasim would give him a few hundred rials and tell him to go in peace. Wasim again addressed his group.
"This temple is believed by some who practice the American Mormon faith to be the place to which the Mormon prophet called Lehi fled from Jerusalem in the 6th century before the Common Era. It was here, according to Mormon scholars, where Lehi buried the prophet Ishmael. And when this was done, Lehi built a great ship for himself and his family and sailed to America."
Annette translated, and one of the male tourists asked a question, which the young girl translated into English for Wasim, who smiled and answered,
"Yes, as you can see, there is no ocean here. But in ancient times, it is believed there was much water here. Rivers, perhaps, from the great flood of Noah."
The young woman translated, and the Belgians all nodded in understanding. Wasim said,
"Follow me, please."
He ascended 14 stone steps and stood before 6 square columns, 5 of which rose 20 meters in height, while the 6th was broken in half. He waited for his group to join him, then said,
"If you look there to the west, you will see the mountains where the local tribes believe the Ark of Noah came to rest."
The tourists took pictures of the distant mountains and didn't notice the bearded man climbing the steps toward them. Wasim, however, did notice, and he said to the Bedouin in Arabic,
"Please, sir, this